With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration launching a drive to collect unpaid federal student loans using wage garnishment and other means. Roughly 5.3 million borrowers currently in default on their student loans. The Democrats' anti-Trump talking points seem to be falling flat.
Recent polling has revealed that most Americans do not believe President Donald Trump wields too much power. Many respondents felt that Trump either has a reasonable amount of power or too little, contrary to claims made by some Democrats. The data has challenged a narrative that Trump acts like a king, recently pointed out by CNN analyst Harry Enten. Enten stated, quote, Americans largely do not believe Democrats' claim that President Donald Trump is behaving like a king, adding that the majority of Americans think the president either does not have enough power or has the perfect amount of power.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also on SRNNews.com, a devastating side effect of the COVID pandemic is fading.
A report in the journal Cancer offers what its authors call reassuring data. The report says delays in cancer screenings at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, when doctors and hospitals were overwhelmed, are not showing a huge impact on cancer statistics. Death rates are continuing to decline, and there's no huge shift evident in late diagnoses. In 2020, as the pandemic began, a greater share of cancers in the U.S. were caught at later stages when they're harder to treat. But in 2021, such worrisome diagnoses returned to pre-pandemic levels for most types of cancer. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today from a group of Maryland parents. They want their kids to be opted out of LGBTQ story time in their public schools. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 335 points. This is SRN News. Atheists are going after Deion Sanders.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have approved several bills that would expand the use of Christian texts in public schools and roll back the LGBT agenda. Those measures, which passed with overwhelming majorities, would mandate the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools, ban drag shows, prohibit teachers from displaying gay pride flags, would allow chaplains to volunteer as school counselors. Alabama joins at least 20 states that have considered legislation in 2025 that would mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. SRN News. A sea change in the world of college athletics.
The NCAA has passed rules that would upend decades of precedent by allowing colleges to pay their athletes per terms of a multi-billion dollar lawsuit settlement expected to go into effect this summer. The nine proposals passed by the NCAA board were largely expected, but still mark a defining day in the history of college sports. For the NCAA rules to officially go into effect, the changes prescribed by the House settlement still have to be granted final approval by a federal judge. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Four House Democrats have traveled to El Salvador. It's a show of support for Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Living in the U.S. illegally, the suspected MS-13 gang member was deported by the Trump administration last month. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland was the first Democrat to make the trip to El Salvador. More details at SRNNews.com.